Okay, so for like the last 15 minutes, we've done nothing but talk about music. And have no doubt, I could talk about music forever. I love music so much. But wouldn't it be weird if this entire walk all we did was talk about music? So I'm not just imagining things. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I'm really surprised that I said yes too, because you know, there's always the possibility that you could be some serial killer. You could be. I mean, we were just in a group of people, all of whom know that I went off with you, so either you're not a serial killer or you're just really inexperienced. Why did you want to walk me home? Did you not want to go to Logan's? Oh, you see enough of him? I mean, yeah, I get that. He's your best friend. Sophie and I can be the exact same way with each other. I didn't want to go because when I'm like this, I usually end up standing in a corner at parties. Besides, there was like 24 other people with us, and socially, I'm out of spoons. Yeah, out of spoons. Like the spoon theory? Okay, so the spoon theory is basically a metaphor. Just, it's a way of saying you're out of energy and you need a rest until you have more energy or just motivation to do anything. I don't know if I explained that well, but I tried. Okay, good. And, okay, so I wanted to keep hanging out, I really did, but we were already at that bar for, like, 5+ hours, and there was just a lot of social interaction going on. Had it been, like, I don't know, 10 less people, maybe I would have been fine. No, it wasn't because I had schoolwork to finish. I mean, I do, but it's almost done anyway. You know, as soon as I mentioned that I was going to be heading home, all of my friends knew exactly why I said that. And yet, they all seemed to give me the same expression when you jumped at the opportunity to walk me home. It's like, they all knew something that I didn't. Do I not know what? No, what? Why is Logan trying to set you up with me? Actually, no, oh god. Actually, that really explains why Sophie tried to get me to wear my black dress. And instead I wore this, and you look like that. You look really nice, and now I feel severely dressed down. I'm sorry, that must have been really awkward. Oh my gosh. I mean, we haven't even spoken before tonight. Wait, is that why you wanted to walk me home? Because we only just met today, and even then, we haven't really spoken one-on-one, so why did you want to? You wanted to get to know me more. Okay, I mean, I'm not against that at all. Why don't we walk through the park then? It's like taking a long way home. Yeah, I'm fine with that. I can handle interacting with one person. It's definitely not the same as interacting with a whole bunch of people at a party. Is it alright if I ask what about me made you want to get to know me more? Because kind of everything. Okay, that's a pretty vague answer, but I suppose I can accept that, but just for now. What do you mean your attention kept going to me? I kept taking care of everyone. I mean, yeah, that's it's like a nervous habit. I'm usually the mom friend of the group. And so in big groups where so many people are talking, and I'm just kind of sitting there trying to, you know, listen to everyone and, you know, yeah. I don't want it to seem like I don't want to be there, because I did. I do want to be there. So, taking care of people was just my way of showing it. Is that why you helped me get the last round of drinks? I thought you were just being nice. Helping me since I was helping everyone else. Okay. I appreciated that, so thank you again. And just for the record, my attention kept going to you too. Yes. Because unlike me, you didn't come off as shy at all. Which, by the way, I'm not that shy. Anyway, you were very charismatic, and you seemed to be leading most of the conversations, so my attention kept going to you, and it gave me plenty of opportunities to notice things about you. Well, I noticed that you have this laugh, this kind of laugh that kept making me smile, every single time I would hear it. I like laughter. And I really enjoy laughs that are just so full of life and they sound really sincere, and you have one of those laughs, one of the best ones, actually. Ah, so you noticed me smiling. I thought I could feel eyes on me. Nope, no, definitely not a problem. Yeah, I know that I came off as shy at the bar, and like I said, I'm not that shy, I'm really not. I'm more open in settings like this, you know, one-on-one, where I just feel really comfortable with who I'm with. Like, if I knew everyone there well, I probably would have engaged so much more in conversation. I have these moments where, like, the extrovert part of me just kind of turns off. And I don't know how to turn it back on. Part of you knew that. Was it that obvious? I seem bottled up. I mean, yeah, that's fair. There's definitely more to me, though, I assure you. I have selective shyness. You can be the same. But you were like the life of the party. I mean, it was Sophie and Logan's joint gathering, but all the attention seemed to keep going back to you. That's the bartender in you. Do you work with Logan? Wait, you own the bar? Like, the place we were just at, that bar? Oh, it's just... Logan said that his boss was a real hard ass. Oh, you are? But just with Logan. Yeah, I'm like confident that the two of you are just brothers at this point. That's how you two act. Gosh, he and Sophie have been together for months, so I'm really surprised that he never mentioned once that it was your bar he was working at. Wait, were you there when they met? You know, it's a shame that I wasn't up at the bar when they met. Maybe we could have met sooner, you know? I do remember when we were walking home, though, that she just couldn't stop going on about the hotties at the bar. Yeah, I was there that night. I think I approached the bar a total of 2 times. And there was just... Oh god, it was only there to retrieve a drunk Sophie and to get more drinks for them. You would have noticed me. Okay, so... I spent most of my night guarding the booth that we were at. Besides, you say that you would have noticed me, but I have this problem of disappearing in groups, like... I'm no longer a physical specimen, I'm just there observing and keeping track of everyone. Besides, it was Julie's birthday, you know, our other roommates, so I was just taking care of everyone, acting as the mom, while they were all drinking and I was just, again, being the mom. No, I wasn't drinking. I'm not much of a drinker. Not because I can't, I'm not a fan of it. I've seen what too much can do, so I don't drink. But I also don't get in the way of other people drinking, you know? I'm not that type of person. I don't think I've ever even finished a bottle. No, so I've never been drunk. Oh, you do get it? I mean, yeah, you probably do get it. With you owning a bar, you probably see people at their worst sometimes. How long have you had the bar? 4 years. That's awesome. You know, it really is a nice bar. It feels very cozy there. You took it over from your dad? Was that what you wanted to do? You even went to business school just to prepare for it. Wow. Well, you know what? It's really good that you love it. Sophie and Julie frequent it quite a bit, so maybe next time they go, I'll just pull myself away from my schoolwork and just, you know, see what all the talk is about the bar. I go for film studies. Yeah, I mean, I want to work with movies somehow. Preferably screenwriting, because I love telling stories. But I'd also be really happy just writing about movies, or directing, or even acting in them. I want to be involved in them somehow. It's also fascinating to me. Do I like school? Okay, well, that's kind of a complicated question to fully answer. I mean, there's so much that I enjoy about it. I love analyzing movies and working more on what I love, but there's also plenty that I can't stand. Like, if I hear one more guy talk about how his favorite movie is Pulp Fiction or Fight Club, and it's not necessarily that it's those two movies that's their favorite, it's how they usually act, that type. So, they usually assume that I've never seen it, and then when I say that I have, I usually say, oh yeah, it was alright, it's fine, it was okay, and every single time, they always ask me, well, did you get it? Like, yeah, I got it. Or there's the type that say women just aren't as good at making horror films like men are. But then they say that their favorite horror movie is American Psycho. Sorry, I just think that people are allowed to like the movies that they like. And I hate when people tell you that your opinions are wrong just because it doesn't fit theirs. And, you know, there are some subjects that, like, you know, basic human rights. That I will argue with, like, you know, if you don't believe in them, well, fuck you. But with movies and music and, like, TV shows, it's just, if you like what you like, you like what you like. And anyone that argues with you about it, it feels very condescending. And it clearly annoys me. Again, I'm sorry. It's nice seeing me talk. Yeah, that's fair since I was so quiet today. What's my favorite movie? I really love The Shape of Water and Little Miss Sunshine. They're just two movies that really let me know how important movies were to me. Just visually and the story, the acting, everything. They just felt so perfect. I also love Moonlight and Blue Valentine. Really, any movie that tends to rip me apart inside. I'm not really sure what that says about me as a person, but there's something so beautiful about raw depictions of people like that. You know, showing the good and the bad. Now, if you ask me what my comfort movies were, that would be a completely different list. They are The Road to El Dorado, Clue, The Lost Boys, Moulin Rouge, A Knight's Tale. Just movies that, from a critical point of view, they may not be, like, you know, top tier, but just, there's something comforting about watching them. And those are the type of movies that I usually just, you know, watch as much as I can, every single chance that I get. You love The Lost Boys? So, you are someone of taste, but, you know, I could have made that assumption based on your opinions about music. I was kind of worried that this would feel really awkward when we first started to walk, and, you know, it was for, like, the first 5 minutes, but right now, in this moment, I'm actually really enjoying your company. I'm glad you are. Oh, wow. You know, I've never actually seen the carousel here at night. It's kind of beautiful. It's weird, isn't it? I don't know why there's a carousel in the park, but it kind of fits, doesn't it? Like, oh my gosh, imagine how this place must look like at night when it's snowing. And just the lights, when it's spinning. Come on. I know it's not even moving, but come on, we're the only ones here, and I don't know how much longer they're going to keep the lights on. Besides, you already know that I'm movie obsessed, so come play out the scene with me. Yeah, play out the scene with me. Answer a question? Okay. What's something I really like about myself? Do you, like, in general? Yeah, okay. I really like my eyes. I know that's a really generic answer, but just listen, okay? So I grew up hating my eyes for the longest time. They were boring because they were just brown. And I always wanted green or blue eyes because it seemed like all the people that I had crushes on growing up, they only seemed to like other people with blue or green eyes. And I would just internalize that. So for the longest time, I thought, well, damn, if I had blue or green eyes, then and only then would they finally like me. So I grew up thinking that. And then one day, I was just doing my makeup. And I just looked at my face. Like, I really examined my eyes, trying to figure out what it is that I hated about them. And I did different expressions, just trying to. I was nitpicking, basically. And it's silly, but without warning, I realized that my eyes are the kind of eyes that people could fall in love with when I smile. Like, those kind of eyes that get their own close-up in some independent coming-of-age movie. And then in the perfect light, like direct sunlight, or just, streaming behind you. My eyes look like honey and syrup, just warm and comforting. See, there's a lot that I don't like about my appearance, but at least I have that. Sorry for monologuing. My eyes were the first thing you noticed about me, really? Especially when I was laughing. Well, damn, now you're making me blush. That's not fair. Make you blush? Okay, I will accept that challenge. Yes, I am playing with your hands. Your hands, they're so nice. Thank you. You said that as a question. Okay, you're welcome. But you know what? I bet that they would make a great necklace. To be fair, you just said to make you blush, not to do it in like a cute way like you did. Your face is pretty red though. So, I will call that a win. Plus, I made you laugh, so I got something out of it too. I'm a pretty good flirt. Now, why do you think I'm flirting? I'm simply making conversation. Yeah, okay, I'm flirting with you. Is that a problem? I could keep going on. Noted, noted. That's being stored up in my head now. Come here. Come sit with me on this bench. Why the bench? Because there isn't a two-person horse on this thing. It is snug. Okay, so, like, not to be too forward or anything, but I haven't felt like this in a long time. Like, I feel a mixture of excited and nervous, and I'm eager to see what comes of this. I really like being around you, okay? It's been a while since I've wanted to keep being around someone that wasn't Sophie or Julie. It takes me a while to get comfortable around people, but I just feel comfortable around you, and that's kind of rare. You do? Well, I'm really glad to hear that. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely glad that we took the long way. And just to get this part over with, what are your plans for the rest of the night? You're just gonna go to Logan's? After all this, you're gonna walk all the way back and just go to Logan's? Okay, that's one idea, But how about instead you come hang out with me at my apartment? Because Sophie is probably gonna be there for a while. Julie is probably just gonna go back to her girlfriend's place. So, why don't we hang out? Because I would really like to get to know you more, and everyone at the party is pretty much coupled up, so instead of being lonely there, why don't you come be lonely with me? I mean, you wouldn't be lonely, but I think you get what I'm asking. Well, yeah, obviously, I want you to come over. It could be fun. We could order food, watch some movies. I have a great collection. I'm sure we can find something. Find out if we have anything else in common. Listen to music. There's a wide range of options of what we could do. On one condition. Okay. That's the condition. Only if this turns into a date. I think that can be arranged. My face is glowing. Probably because you won't stop making me smile. Which is good because your face is glowing too. It's actually really cute. And I'm not usually this eager, but there's something about you. So I am going to act on it. And even if, even if we step off this carousel and the night goes to hell, at least, we have tonight. We have this moment. If something really does come from this, Sophie and Logan are never gonna shut up about it. But with you kissing like that, I think I'm completely fine with that because, like I said, even if nothing does happen, at least we have tonight. Oh, now you're gonna get me home. Okay, fine. Let's go. Yeah. Okay.